This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, tomorrow's my last day. Just this week. I'm just kidding. It's an Independence Day thing. But we're going to do a little Ask Dr. Jesse tomorrow. So you can email your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Going over all kinds of Biden family drama right now. White House drama because I can't take my eyes off it. We're in the midst of, for us political people, it doesn't get any better than this. For the country, it's a total disaster. But for us political people, this is high drama. So let's talk about the president. We already talked about Joe Biden. We talked about that. There are other people, though, who are still holding on, kind of holding on. It's difficult to defend this every day.
We've invested billions to enhance our power grid, expand energy shortages.
We're working to expand energy shortages. But Corinne Diversity Hire is still out there doing her level best to be a good soldier. And, well, here she was.
So let me just step back for a minute and I guess deal with the questions that have come in about the debate. And honestly, this is something that the president has addressed himself multiple times since this past Thursday. And first of all, I want to say we understand the concerns. We get it. The president did not have a great night, as you all know, and many of you reached out during the debate. The president had a cold. He had a hoarse voice. You all heard it. That's why you reached out. But I will say this, and the president said this, Joe Biden is a person. Take away his title. He is someone who has dealt with tragedy. He is someone who has confronted that head on. He is someone who knows how to get back down, up once you've been knocked down.
Okay, so what's she saying there? They're talking about Beau Biden. When they bring this up, they're talking about Beau Biden. Joe Biden's son who died from cancer. I think that's more revealing than most people think. I think that reveals so much about the people who lead the country that the president and his staff, they will use the death of his son to explain why the president had dementia in front of the whole country at a debate. But look, Corinne Diversity Hire is doing something right now. And it's not something she's doing out of some deep loyalty to Joe Biden. What's she doing right now? She did it again today.
I guess I wondered if there's been any consideration given to like releasing a more robust set of medical records or something to show his mental acuity.
So I will say this, look, and again, I get the question. It is a fair question to ask. We are not taking that away. And that's why the president certainly has spoken to this. As it relates to his medical records, we have been transparent. We have released thorough reports from his medical team every year since he's been in office. That is something that we have been pretty consistent about. As it relates to, something like a cognitive test, to the question that you're asking me about what the speaker, former speaker said, obviously she can speak for herself. His team, who has said, the medical team said, it is not warranted in this case. We have put forward a thorough charge.
Okay, we got it. What's she doing? What are these people around Joe Biden doing? How could she lie so brazenly? How could she still defend that? They're all doing, this is Adrian, that was Corinne Diversity Hire. This is Adrian Elrod, listen to this.
Adrian, I only have time for a yes or a no, but will the president be taking more questions from reporters moving forward?
I think you're gonna hear him talking to voters. I think you're gonna hear him out on the campaign trail, and he will continue to draw the contrast and have these communications with the American people.
Okay, but not necessarily taking more questions from reporters. I didn't get an answer.
What are you hearing? They're interviewing. The people around Joe Biden right now, the ones who are staying closest to him, the ones who are backing him up, what they are is they're people who don't have a better option and their best option in life is to stick with him. Allow me to explain. So let's say you're Mike Quigley. Who's Mike Quigley? You don't even know who that is. He's a Democrat loser communist from the state of Illinois. He's a member of Congress. Okay. Mike Quigley goes out. This is one of the other faction, the Joe Biden has to go faction. He comes out today and publicly says this.
But I think he has to be honest with himself. This is a decision he's going to have to make. His decision not only impacts who's going to serve in the White House the next 4 years, but who's going to serve in the Senate, who's going to serve in the House, and it will have implications for decades to come.
Ouch. Well, he's going to have to consider the fact that we're going to get wiped out in the House and Senate if that old geezer's at the top of the ticket. That's essentially what he said. So what's the difference between him? Well, Mike Quigley is acting out of selfish interests in the same way Corinne Diversity Hire is acting out of selfish interests. But Corinne Diversity Hire has different motivations. Mike Quigley needs to win re-election. He needs his colleagues. He needs a lot of dirty Democrats to win re-election because they want to take back control of the House. They want to keep control of the Senate. They want to keep destroying everything the way they've been destroying everything. And Joe Biden being on the ticket, it risks Mike Quigley's seat in Congress. So that's part of what we're seeing. So much of what we're seeing, almost all of it, is explained by simple self-interest, simple selfishness. The Democrats who are out there saying, Joe's got to go, got nothing to do with his health, got nothing to do with the country, got nothing to do with anything. It has to do with selfish interest. But Corinne Diversity Hire and the other people rallying around Joe, they have selfish interest too. It's not interest in Joe Biden. It's interest in the next gig. And what she's doing right now is actually, well, detestable, is the smart career move. You don't throw your current employer or your former employer under the bus ever for any reason. Not because they deserve it or don't deserve it. They don't matter at all. You don't do it because your next potential employer is watching. If Corinne Diversity Hire gets up in front of the press and says, yeah, I'm telling you what, whew, this old geezer can hardly keep a thought in his head, and it's been rough around the White House. All I do is hand him a Werther's Original and watch him drool on himself. That may feel great, and it may make you cheer, and she may even get some applause in the press room. Thanks for being honest with us. But you know what else she did in that moment? She guaranteed that next top gig, whatever it is, that spot at CNN, the professorship at Harvard, Hollywood, wherever she'll land, you know, she'll be part of the system now forever. They would watch that soldier turn into a disloyal soldier, and she would lose her gig of the future. That's part of what makes this palace intrigue so endlessly fascinating, is it's everybody being as self-interested and selfish as humanly possible. Did you hear about the governors? Rumor has it, and this is much more than a rumor, it's flat out a report. Look, it's printed down. Democratic governors seek meeting with White House after Biden's debate performance. This was led by Minnesota's dirtball governor, Tim Walz is his name. He had a meeting, a private one, with the other Democrat governors in the country. Now, I should explain something politically for those who may not understand it, because politics can get so in the weeds and complicated. Governors, to be a governor, is a very, very, very powerful thing. And Democrats and Republicans, they each have a governor's association. And it is a big boy hammer of power in political circles. We'll set Democrats aside, but they have the same thing. There's a Republican Governors Association. If you are from any state, Texas, Florida, Maine, Montana, I don't care where you're from, and you get elected governor as a Republican, you will become part of the Republican Governors Association. You're now a group. You're a club. It's more exclusive than being a Republican senator. You are a club, and this club fundraises for itself, and they get behind certain candidates and they reject certain candidates. The office of governor is hugely powerful and hugely important. The Democrat governors of America had a meeting and there were no staffers allowed on it. It was just the governors themselves. And the meeting was basically this. This guy, he's going to kill us all in the elections if he doesn't go. And the Biden White House has now been sought after for a meeting from the Democrat governors of America where they're going to demand Joe Biden explain to them why he's capable, why he can still win, why he can fundraise. And that brings us to the spiciest part of all this palace drama. And we will get to that in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about an amazing organization. I got this email. It killed me. Hey, Jesse. Thank you for all you do for veterans. Huge fan of the show. I want you to know that I've been donating, at least I thought, to Tunnel to Towers for the last 2 years. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't hit the repeat. He's called it a subscribe. It's not a subscribe, but I didn't hit the, he didn't hit the repeating donation. And so he made one $11 donation, which is totally fine if that's all you can do. But you should understand that at T2T, at Tunnel to Towers, you know, taking care of widows and orphans, Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. At Tunnel to Towers, if you sign up to give $11 every month, you'll probably not know it's gone. All right? This guy didn't know whether he was spending it or not. T2T.org. Take care of widows and orphans. T2T.org. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, let's talk about the third group here, or fourth group. I lost track of how many groups there are. So you have the Biden loyalists, the Biden family members will say. My theory is that Jill Biden is a power-hungry witch, one. And two, Joe Biden might not be allowed to leave power. How much damaging information does China and Russia have on him, his son, and his family? Maybe he's not allowed. Okay, we'll set them aside. Then maybe he's just a pig-headed old man. Who knows? And then we have the Biden, quote, loyalist, Corinne Diversity hire. She just has to prove herself a loyal apparatchik in order to get her next ticket punched, whether that's a media job or a Hollywood job or law firm, wherever. Okay. Now we have the other group. And this is where it gets really, really interesting. And it's getting very, very interesting. Gretchen Whitmer. Let's focus on her for a moment. Governor Ratchet. She's the governor of Michigan, for those who don't know. I detest this woman. She was one of, if not, she might have been the worst COVID tyrant in the United States of America. And as much as I like to make fun of Michigan for having a second-tier football team, go Buckeyes, I actually do really love Michigan, the state itself. I used to go fishing with my dad in Lake Erie. It's just a really beautiful state. And those blue-collar working-class states have always kind of been, well, it's where the Kellys come from. It's us, right? So I like Michigan people. And that woman gutted Michigan. Gutted it. She's gutted it. And she won re-election, in case you're wondering why. Because the people of this country, well, they don't value freedom. They forgave COVID tyranny right away. And because of abortion. Tudor Dixon was running against her. Tudor Dixon was pro-life. Gretchen Whitmer loves to murder babies. American women love to murder babies. Therefore, Gretchen Whitmer goes back. But Gretchen Whitmer is well known in political circles to be very, very, very ambitious. And from the outside looking in, set aside your hatred. I'm going to set aside mine. Remember, set your feelings aside. We're talking reality here. From the outside looking in, she'd be a very good candidate for president. Couple different reasons. One, she looks good. Stop. I'm not calling her a dime. I'm not. She's just as pretty as she needs to be in political circles without being so hot that she's threatening. That's exactly right, Chris. She looks good, but not too good. It was one of the, not her fault, but one of the flaws of Sarah Palin. There's the, oh, Sarah Palin, that's great. Whoa. Why do you like her? There's a thing there. That's a reality. Gretchen Whitmer's not that. She's not hot enough to be threatening, but she's pretty enough. One, that matters. Two, she's from a critical swing state. You could argue Michigan and Pennsylvania are the most critical swing states now. Ohio's no longer a swing state. Neither is Florida. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, they're where the presidential race will be won or lost, period. She has won now two statewide elections in that state. That's a big deal. She makes all the sense in the world. She's a woman. She felt like she was the next thing. I shouldn't say she felt like it. She feels like she's the next thing. But you see, she's in a very, very dangerous situation. She wants the throne. But the throne is currently occupied. But the throne is currently occupied by somebody who can't string two sentences together and someone who's very unpopular. So there are a lot of people out there who want that old man off of that throne. And a lot of those people want her sitting on that throne, or at least still consider her for sitting on that throne. She wants the throne. People want her on the throne. They want the old man off the throne. So surely everything's going to work out right, right? Well, not really, because what she absolutely, positively cannot afford to do right now is act like she wants the throne. She has to deny it at every turn.
If something happened, would a Democratic candidate who had won sweeping re-election as a Midwestern governor with a impressive record of bipartisan accomplishments be an attractive candidate for president?
Sure, that sounds like a great description. That said, I am not running for president in 2024.
Hey, I'm not even interested. I mean, I'm flattered you considered me. Ha ha ha. Thanks, Chris. I love you. But I'm not really interested. She has to be the good soldier and play the good soldier. Exactly what you see Gavin Newsom doing. Correct. Exactly what you see Gavin Newsom doing. Joe Biden's our president and he's our guy. And I just love Joe Biden. I would never even consider running for the White House. Of course, he's dying to run for president. But he can't act like it. And that brings us to Dome and another theory I have as it pertains to Dome and Gretchen Whitmer. Because Gretchen Whitmer has found herself in a bit of hot water. What's this hot water all about? There was a report, it was published initially by Politico, that Gretchen Whitmer told people that Joe Biden can't win Michigan now. Gretchen Whitmer's denying that. What happened there? Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about something really terrible. it's terrible. I had a story, one of these stories out of Israel. There are lots of these stories out of Israel that are just frigging horrible. When you have a bunch of barbarians raid your country and do barbarian things, it's going to result in horrible stories, but a father had to stand outside of his daughter's house. She was in it. So was her husband. And it burnt to the ground. Hamas burned it to the ground. Look, I don't share most of these stories. It's too horrible. But it's really horrible what people go through every day on this planet. The danger people live in every day from their neighbors. And IFCJ, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. All they're doing is signing a pledge. They have a pledge. This pledge is going to be delivered over there to Netanyahu. And all it says is, hey, we're praying for you and we're standing with you. You want to sign that pledge? Supportifcj.org is where you go to do it. Go do it. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Probably should have told you that at the beginning of the show. Anyway, send in some questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to this Gretchen Whitmer story. So Gretchen Whitmer, she goes from being, if you're a Democrat operative and you want a Democrat in the White House, you got Joe Biden in there. Okay, whatever. We got the White House. And then we got Gretchen Whitmer. And man, I like her for that job. I like how she looks. So you've done some gentle flirting with Gretchen Whitmer if you're a Democrat and you want her in the White House. Then Joe Biden gives the debate performance seen around the world last Thursday. Well, now Gretchen Whitmer goes from being a 7 to a 10. Now you're not flirting anymore. You're asking her out. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a report drops in Politico that Gretchen Whitmer is essentially dogging Joe Biden behind closed doors. I would be willing to bet you my entire Band-Aid supply, which I'm currently using on my very burnt fingers, I would be willing to bet you every Band-Aid I have that Politico story about Gretchen Whitmer was planted by Kamala Harris. Because there's an angle to this White House drama that is brilliant. Brilliant or lucky for Joe Biden, I don't know what it is. Biden, do you know what he's telling donors? Because donors are very worried. Top donors are calling the White House. Hey, is he going to stay? That debate performance sucked. I don't know. Hey, he should go. He should. And do you know what Joe Biden, you know what he's telling donors? He's telling them privately, sure, I'll go. If I go, all the campaign cash goes to Kamala. And it does, campaign finance wise. But he's not saying that as some kind of reward for Kamala, for her loyal service. That is a threat to the donors. Hey, go ahead, shove me out the door. Push me right on out the door. Oh, you should know though, if you do, Kamala Harris is gonna get all your money and she's going to be the Democrat nominee. Joe Biden, there's a lot of people who believe, and maybe you believe this, that Joe Biden did that on purpose, that's why he picked Dome originally. He picked Dome because she was so bad. And so no one would ever want to get rid of him because you can't risk having Dome. I do not agree with that at all. You could be right if that's what you believe. I don't agree with that at all. He picked Dome because he needed a black woman and there were like three in the country that he could choose from at the time and she was one of them. So he picked Dome. It's just was the simplest choice. But no matter what the reasons don't matter now. The major holdup in pushing Joe Biden out is the fact that his vice president is somehow less popular than he is, which is unheard of because the vice president has no job. It's the greatest job in the history of politics. You have no roles, none. You fly across the country, you fly across the world, first class air travel, private security. You have a great life, perfect medical care, mansions, fancy cars, everything you want, and you have no job. And somehow she's taken that and turned herself less popular than the president who has dementia. Now, Dome, she has her surrogates out there working overtime. Part of the reason I have my theory that Dome planted that story to torpedo Gretchen Whitmer is you see Dome's representatives starting to emerge in the media. Dome is calling her friends and allies too because they're all playing the Game of Thrones, as the TV show goes. They all want the seat. Dome's got her army too.
First of all, there's a long list of Democrats. Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer. The list goes on and on and on. You've named four or five people. Where is their consensus? You've got to build consensus. And there is not consensus right now. If you pick a white man over Kamala Harris, black women, I can tell you this, we're going to walk away. We're going to blow the party up.
Go ahead and pick Gavin Newsom. Go ahead and pick Gretchen Whitmer. Black women will blow this whole party up.
Dome, as incapable of anything as she may be, she does have a wonderful card to play. A card that very well may result in Joe Biden remaining the nominee. No, I'm not going back on my position. But if Joe Biden remains the nominee, I believe in the end, it will not actually be because of Jill. It will be because of Dome. Because they can't risk Dome taking over. And they can't find a way to get her out. Which I think is insane. And I realize maybe I look at this stuff in a very practical way. Probably too practical. I don't know. But for me, I don't understand why they don't just bribe her. Now, I realize that's illegal. I'm not trying to encourage anyone to break the law here, but I also know how politics works. You know how politics works. And I realize this is a nakedly ambitious woman. And she's been nakedly ambitious since her very start, when she started underneath Willie Brown. I realize that. But she's 57 years old. You're telling me Dome doesn't have a monetary price? How many big-time Democrat billionaires are there who could stroke Dome a $10 billion, not $10 billion, a $10 million check tomorrow? Ah, she'd reject that. Okay, 20. No, 30. No, you're telling me Dome turns down $50 million? And of course, you'd have to give her a prestigious position of some sort because she's the type of woman who would demand that. And you know how that goes. It would be some kind of position where she didn't have any real say-so, but it would sound really great. She's the professor emeritus. I don't even think that's a real word, by the way. She's the professor emeritus at Harvard Law or something lofty like that. She's got $20, $30, $40 million in her bank account. You're telling me you can't bribe her out of the race? What are you people, amateurs? You communists were the ones who were supposed to create all this corruption. You suck at it. I'm amazed these people can't get her out of the race. Give me 50 million. I'll have Dome out tomorrow. But that is the palace intrigue going on. Whitmer wants it. Newsom wants it. The Democrat Party wants Joe Biden gone. But Joe Biden and Joe Biden's family are trying to lock him into the White House. And more importantly, if Joe Biden leaves, the poison pill is Dome. Kamala Harris. How do you get rid of her? How do you skip her? How do you brush Dome aside? And we have this discussion because we can't have an actual primary race. Whoever it is, if there is someone, if Joe Biden does what I have predicted forever he will do and drops out. He'll cite medical concerns or whatever it may be. If he does what I've predicted for the longest time and drops out, remember, because of the laws, because of the primaries they've already had, he has to hand the nomination to somebody. It's not going to be let's flip a coin. Joe Biden, if this happens, it will likely happen at the convention. He has to bring somebody on stage and hand over the crown. Who will it be? I don't know. But I am so fascinated with all this drama. I think it's fantastic. Horrible again for the country, but fantastic. All right, let's do a bunch of emails before we get to all the worst things happening out there right now. Before we do those, let's do this. Let's save a little money. And I don't know if you've heard, but today is July 2nd. 2 days from now is Independence Day. July 4th, our Independence Day. And obviously, you know what we celebrate that day, but there's something you might not know about July 4th. That is the day the promotion between Pure Talk and America's Warrior Partnership ends. Don't get me wrong. They're still friends. But if you would like to help America's Warriors by switching your cell phone service, America's Warrior Partnership, what they do is veterans who are struggling with addiction, homelessness, they need medical stuff. America's Warrior Partnership is the one coming alongside them, helping them. Pure Talk, when you switch to Pure Talk before July 4th, you help the vets. Hey, on top of saving money, same great 5G network, tell me that isn't the best reason in the world to switch. Switch to Pure Talk tonight. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Let's finally get into some of these emails, shall we? Jesse, what infuriates me most about the Democratic Party has been extremely subversive about Biden and has flat out lied about his abilities as president. Even after witnessing what we cannot unsee, they're lying that he's a viable candidate. I'm a moderate Republican and not a great fan of Trump, but the people that continue to say they are voting for Biden have lost their freaking minds, especially with the state of world current events. If that dolt wins, this country deserves to be put out of its misery. Well, listen, there comes a point where you lose your mind. And look, I'll play something for you. Remember, always remember, and I know you're more of a moderate Republican type, so obviously much more towards the center than I am. I get that. It's totally fine. But when you're dealing with these people, wherever you stand on the spectrum, you have to accept that you are dealing with people who are religiously devoted to destruction. Religiously devoted to destruction. You were just talking about how embarrassing it was and how the country's finished. And I'm going to play something for you right now. His name's Jay Johnson. This is not some nobody. This was the former head of the Department of Homeland Security. He watched what you watched. He watched what I watched. And while you sit there and you think, how can this guy make important decisions? How can he take important phone calls when he's meeting with world leaders, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping? What are we going to do about the South China Sea? That's how you think. Wherever you sit on the right-wing spectrum, that's how you think. Listen. Listen to how broken and lost these people are.
A presidency is more than just one man, one woman. It's an administration. I would take Joe Biden on his worst day at age 86. So long as he has people around him like Avril Haines, Samantha Power, Gina Raimondo supporting him over Donald Trump any day with the crowd that was behind him on January 6, 2021.
It's really hard for normal people, moderate Republican types. It's really hard for normal people to accept they're dealing with destroyers. People think, I say that when people tune in the first time or they read the book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. I wrote a book. It's really amazing. Stop. Anyway, I wrote a book. But when people hear me say that initially, it sounds so, oh, wow, he's being over the top. Oh, surely he's doing a bit for radio, right? It's just being over the top. Have you ever heard a Democrat say something positive about America? I really want to know. Oh, yeah, I have. In the last decade? Two decades? Three decades? They don't even campaign like that. Now they don't go out and campaign on America sucks, but every campaign stop they make seems to be speaking to another group of people who hate the place. This country's always been racist. We're always been destroying the planet. We've always hated women. And we're gonna change it all. Because I see what can be unburdened by what has been. That's how these people think. Everything is wrong. Everything as it stands now is evil and bad, and it must be torn down and burnt to ash for the greater good. It's hard for normal people to accept that. Dear Sombrero Dong, Am I too far down the rabbit hole in thinking Biden, the Biden tape from Robert Hur doesn't exist? All this stonewalling from that low-T commie Garland makes me think the tape doesn't even exist. Trying not to be blackpilled. Love the show. Despise commies. Well, it doesn't exist anymore. I'd be stunned if that tape wasn't destroyed. You do know that Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire international sex trafficker who hosted the most powerful men on the planet at his home in the Virgin Islands, where unspeakable things happened. You know that he was an infamous blackmailer, right? Have you seen the painting of Bill Clinton that was in Jeffrey Epstein's home? Highly recommend, as long as you're not driving, go look that up if you haven't seen it. Look up Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton painting. Yes, that picture you see is real. Jeffrey Epstein took pictures and videotaped everything. And there are all kinds of rumors as to why. Was this purely for financial reasons so he could hold over people's heads? I've heard plenty of accusations that he was Mossad, that Ghislaine Maxwell was actually Mossad and Epstein worked for her. I mean, who knows? You're never going to know this whole secret world of spies and blackmail and all these things. But what we do know, we know these powerful men who showed up at Jeffrey Epstein's weirdo freak palace and did things that were shameful and horrible. They were all on videotape. They were all on camera. Now, where are those videotapes? Do you know who had possession of them? The FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. The same one that's arrested 1,000 Republicans in the last 3 years, the same one that tried to destroy Trump's first campaign and probably did destroy his second campaign, the same FBI that's been arresting pro-lifers and running cover for Joe Biden and his son Hunter. They walked into Epstein Island and took possession of all those tapes, and they've just disappeared like they were never there. Did you know that? Now, the Robert Hur tapes. Can you imagine how bad Joe Biden sounded in that deposition? With no staff, no nothing, no teleprompter. Can you imagine? Does the tape still exist? Probably not. That thing has probably been bleached, burnt, and shattered a million times over. But that's just one guy talking. All right, let's talk about pediatric care, the Pentagon, corruption, and other things. Before we do that, let's talk about chalk. Let me talk to women for a moment. I talk to guys a lot about male vitality stacks because that's what I take. And that's what I can tell you is just life-changing. It is life-changing. But there is a female vitality stack that is different. It's something made special for women. These are natural herbal supplements. We have to turn our backs on the big pharma world and focus as much as possible on nature. Natural herbal supplements. At Chalk, they have a female vitality stack. Ladies, your mood, your energy, you ready to have it all turn around? I don't care how old you are, 20, 60, 80, I don't care how old you are. 90 days. Take it for 90 days. And remember, they have huge discounts on subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription. So call them, text them. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. Now, there's a cover-up working at the Pentagon. That's interesting. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.